fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Harold Silver, the Lone Ranger.
She's a Chinese goddess. The goddess of mercy.
What's the idea?
Now, tomorrow night, there's going to be a big to-do up in the Chinatown. They call it the Feast of the Lanterns. All the Chinese dress up in fancy clothes with masks and have a parade.
I don't get it.
They carry a lot of them idols. They call them gods and goddesses in the parade. Most of them are pretty fancy stuff, made out of gold, pure gold. Quan Kung is the most valuable.
Ah, I see.
You rush the parade, grab that gold idol, and then have the law on our trail in 5 minutes. Now, the way I've got it figured is to get the Goddess of Mercy before she joins the parade.
How?
There's an old goat who takes care of it. He lives on DuPont Street. His name is Taishar Shung.
You mean...
I ain't got it all worked out yet. But the minute Mac comes ashore, we'll move. In the forecastle of a clipper ship approaching the Golden Gate, a sleepless sailor tossed in his narrow bunk.
Hey, what's wrong with you up there? Settle down and go to sleep.
That you, Mac?
Who else do you think would be in the bunk below you? Queen of Sheba?
I can't sleep. The noise keeps me awake.
Yeah, you're dead. What noise?
I don't know what it is. But all you have to do is keep quiet for a second and you'll hear it. Listen.
Sure, I hear it. You mean to say that's what's keeping you awake?
Why?
You dumb swab, that's nothing but rats. Common bilge rats.
I've been sailing for 2 years, and I never heard rats make that much noise before.
Listen, kid, I've been sailing the Seven Seas for over 20 years. Rats running through the bulkheads is a real sailor's lullaby. You'll learn to love it.
I don't think I'll ever...
Now what's wrong?
I don't know. Something bit me. Must have been a mosquito.
Mosquito? You're finding mosquitoes on the Pacific Ocean. That's a flea. Kid, you've got a lot to learn. Say, ever been in the Frisco before?
No.
When we dock tomorrow, I'll show you around. A friend of mine owns a cafe down in Barbary Cove. It's called the Little Casino. We'll drop in there first and have a drink.
In the library of Arnold Gearson's home on Knob Hill, the Lone Ranger was bidding the banker goodbye.
When are you leaving tonight?
Oh, not until day after tomorrow. Tonto and I have a social obligation to fulfill before we leave San Francisco.
Social obligation? I thought you shied away from that type of thing.
Well, ordinarily I do. Taishar Shung has invited us to attend the Feast of the Lanterns in Chinatown tomorrow night.
Taishar Shung, who's he?
One of the finest men I've ever known.
Well, that's so. I don't know much about the Chinese here in the city. Never cared much for foreigners.
Taishar Shung isn't a foreigner. He's an honest, upright, law-abiding Chinese-American. A naturalized citizen. Just as American as we are.
Well, maybe so. Personally, I agree with Rudyard Kipling. You know, east is east and west is west.
You ought to meet Taishar Shung. His philosophy is better than Mr. Kipling's poetry.
Well, if
there's nothing more...
Oh, wait, I just remembered something. A friend of mine, a doctor who just moved here from the east, will be here any minute. I'll consider it a great favor if you wait and meet him. Will you?
Very well.
His name is Thatcher, George Thatcher. I think you two have a lot in common.
Is that so?
He feels the same way about germs, disease germs, as you do about crooks. He can't rest till he's run them down.
I'd be glad to meet Dr. Thatcher.
At flood tide late the following afternoon, several schooners, brigantines, and clipper ships rowed to the Golden Gate. And a short time later, they were tied up at the long pier that jutted out into San Francisco Bay. Sailors, eager for the strange feel of dry land beneath their feet, swarm down a dozen gangplanks.
Come on, kid. Fling that double bag across your shoulder and let's go.
I don't feel very good. I can't seem to tie this thing so it'll stay.
Yeah, let me see it. Huh. No wonder you can't tie up your duffel. You're using a granny knot. Who ever heard of a sailor using a granny on a duffel bag? You need a search head. Give me that line.
Now watch this.
There. All tight and ship shape. There ain't nobody this side of the China Sea that can tie a Turk's head like I can.
Yeah.
What's the matter, kid? You're trying to pull around the scupper.
I told you I didn't feel good.
All you'll need is a drink. Come on, we're heading for the little casino.
Mac. Look.
Look at what?
That horse is lying. Maybe it's because it's getting dark. But it looks to me like that horse is moving. See?
See, you do need a drink. That horse ain't moving. It's just a few of them bilge rats climbing down. They want to get ashore, too. Come on.
That's the way the enemy's army landed. There was no thundering salvo of offshore cannon, no blazing muskets, no flying lead, only the deathly scurrying sound of thousands of dirty claws and disease-infested bodies. The invasion had begun.
Barkeep, we want a drink.
Stop yelling. I can't... Mac Carter.
So you know my name. Does that stop you from serving a drink?
No. No, but the boss told me to look out for you. He wants to see you.
Yeah? Who's the boss?
Bart Craddock.
Craddock, eh? All right, but...
Mac, I don't think I want you to.
Sure you do. Just the thing for... Hey, kid. What's the matter? What are you staggering for? Have you had anything yet?
My head's spinning.
How do you like that? My shipmate just looks at a bottle of liquor.
He's drunk. I never tested. I was watching him.
He ain't drunk. He's sick.
Hey, can't get a doctor to come down here to the coast. Except maybe that new sawbones has just moved into town.
Who's he?
Fellow named Thatcher.
Send him. Send somebody for him. Help me carry the kid back into Mark's office.
What I mean, Mac? None of the law here in town knows you. It's an easy job anyway. Fix yourself up in some kind of a fancy rig and go to this Tai Sha Shung's house up on DuPont Street.
I must go with them to see the idol.
I've seen it, and I'll give you odds that it's worth at least $10,000.
Yeah? How will I carry it?
Yeah, it's not very big. You could pack it in your duffel bag.
All right, I'll
get right in here, Doc.
Where's
the prison? That's him. Laying on
the bench over there. Oh, hi, Doc. Better run along, Mac, and get back here as soon as you can.
Yeah. Let me know what the sawbone says about the kid.
How does he look, Doc? I guess like most sailors, he couldn't stand dry land.
He'll be loose in his cover. And put a few good lands in his dick.
Think I ought to mix him a good stiff drink, Doc?
This boy's a sailor. How long has he been in town?
About an hour, I guess. What's the difference?
Quite a bit. He'll be dead instead of 30 minutes.
Dead? Now, what's wrong?
The worst thing that could happen to him and to San Francisco.
I don't understand.
It's plague. Bubonic plague.
Everything is in readiness, my fellow. I have arrayed the goddess Quankul in all her celestial splendor.
She is most auspicious and inspiring.
Now we'll await the bearers who will carry her in procession.
I had hoped the man with the mask and his Indian friend would be here before this time.
They will arrive. Never fear. Perhaps that is...
I will open the door. Oh, yes, it is.
All right, China girl. Put up your hands and don't squawk.
What is the meaning of this?
He has the gun, Father.
You too, you old goat. Reach.
I shall not allow armed robbers.
Yeah, maybe you'll allow this. Throw your jaw, you'll get the same thing. Oh, where's that Chinese idol I've heard so much about?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
unaware of what had happened to their friends, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up their horses in the deep shadows back of Tashar Shung's home.
Evidently, the parade has already started, Tonto. Steady, big fella. We'll leave the horses here.
Why Chinese people do this, huh?
One of their important holidays, the Feast of the Lanterns. We're honored by being invited. Come on, we'll knock at the side door of Tashar Shung's house. That's strange. Sure, they're expecting us. Well, the door's not locked. We'll go on in. There's no light, and I think... Tashar Shung!
Maybe them go watch parade on Main Street.
No. Tashar Shung would wait for us, and I don't like this, Tonto. Let's look in the next room.
Listen. You hear?
Make a light, Tonto. Quick.
Oh. Oh, I'm glad. Here. We see now.
Tashar Shung and his daughter, both bound and gagged. I'll help Muffalo Loy. You untie her, Father Tonto.
Oh, thank heaven. I shall be forever grateful.
Love.
Age will stand orphaned. But you, my child.
I am of no importance. The guy at Kwan Kung has been stolen.
What happened? We had prepared a celestial image of the goddess. It was to be carried in a ceremonial procession.
A few moments ago, an armed man entered the front door. He struck my father, then me. After he had bound and gagged, he stole the image of Kwan Kung. Fled.
Who was this man? What did he look like?
He was a man. I thought at first it was you.
And this image he stole?
The likeness of Kwan Kung was fashioned in pure gold. Pearls and precious stones were part of her headdress.
Evidently, the robbery was well planned. And if you didn't recognize the man, there's no way for us to... But wait a minute. Tonto. Look at the rope that was used to bind Tashar Shung. Is it knotted in the same way this one is?
That's plenty strange. We never see knot like this before.
Neither have I. But I know one thing.
What do you mean?
These are seamen's knots. Only a sailor could tie them. That narrows the field considerably.
But there are thousands of seamen in San Francisco.
Our job is to find just one of them, the guilty one. Come on, Tonto.
Surely heaven and the god of Kwan Kung will bless you for...
She's fainted. The excitement has been too much for her.
I will call a physician at once.
Good. Well, my friend and I will return later. Come on, Tonto.
My gratitude is boundless. And may heaven guide your search.
Adios.
Mac.
I've got it, boss. Got it right here in my duffel bag.
Yeah. The kid, how is he? He's dead. Well, I'll be dead, because you brought it in here. The doc says there's no telling how far it'll spread.
Wait. We better... What are you gabbing about?
The plague. Black plague. Kills you quick. You can't see it. Get out of here. If you don't leave, so help me, I'll blow your head off. Plague. Maybe I've got it, too. Head feels kind of funny. Well, where do I go? I got no money.
I don't care where you go. Every man for himself now.
All right, but I'm taking this gadget along with me.
You can have it.
Maybe I'll hunt up that drawbone. What's his name?
Bassett. Doc Bassett. It won't do you any good.
Maybe both of us are wrong, Bart. We reached for a Chinese idol. We got the plague instead.
With the lightning swiftness of an unseen forest fire, the invading army of rats moved through Barbary Coast and Chinatown. In its wake came death, desolation, and a single word that brought fear to every human heart. Plague.
Doctor. Where is she?
Yes, be quiet. It's just passed. She'll be coming.
Thank heaven. The gods have heard my prayer.
That's good news, Doctor. I will. course, you go through in every other case in Chinatown.
Yes, so do I. I'm afraid we're losing more times than we win.
What else can be done? The only way Tonto and I can help.
I don't know how. I'm sure you could do it if there was a way. Ronald Gearson has told me many instances of your courage and bravery. Unfortunately, this enemy can't be seen. The most we ever come to him is through sound.
Sound? What do you mean, Doctor?
I'll show you. This house is no different than 100 others in Chinatown and Barbary Coast. During the past 10 days, they've all become infested and overrun with rats. Listen when I pound on this wall.
Here? In my home?
They're everywhere. And wherever there's a rat, there are fleas. That's the beginning of bubonic plague.
Well, where did they come from?
I don't know.
Probably from the waterfront and recently docked ships.
And they won't stop here. They're moving to all parts of the city.
Of course.
It's bad enough for our little settlement to suffer this scourge. If it could only be stopped so that other innocent people would not...
Will money help? Arnold Gerson will do everything possible.
Money would bring more doctors, but they couldn't get here from the east in time to stop the epidemic. No, gold can't fight the plague. The man walked into my office just 3 days ago and offered me a whole bag of it to save his life. He was dead within an hour.
Do you still have the gold?
I really don't know. It's in a canvas sack that's tied so securely I haven't been able to open it. I can't untie the odd-looking knots.
Well, that shouldn't be hard unless it... Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look, there's a short piece of rope that I cut from some used by a thief to tie up Tyshaw's shawl almost 2 weeks ago. Are the knots in the canvas sack like these?
Well, yes, they're exactly like that. How did you know?
The contents of that canvas bag belong to Tyshaw Shoal. The ceremonial image made of pure gold.
What? You mean they got on gold?
I'm sure of it. Otto and I have searched all over the coast for a man who could tie a knot like this. We never found him. Evidently you did, Dr. Thatcher.
That's a strange coincidence.
If the likeness of Quancoon has been found, I am sure it is a good omen. I must tell Moy if
I
want.
I wish his good omen that the rats were going to die. That's the only thing that'll save us. And I guess it's too much to hope for.
Maybe not, Doctor.
What do you mean?
Something I just thought of. A plan that may or may not work. I'll need Arnold Gearson's help. I'll send Toto with a message tonight.
Appointment at the edge of town.
You think it was Mr. Gibson?
I don't know, Thatcher. a dangerous job. Mighty dangerous.
How's he going to do it?
Well, I don't know exactly. But I think Tonto has planted the cans of blasting powder in concentric circles and buried it underground all throughout the area.
How could it be ignited?
Well, that's the catch. With no long fuses, all I can do is start in the center and light each successive blast as they come out.
They can't move fast enough to escape being killed.
Well, maybe they can on horseback.
It is my humble opinion that anything the masked one attempts, he accomplishes.
I hope so.
I know he will.
That's how, Jones. This is as good a time as any for me to offer an apology.
Apology for what, my friend?
The Lone Ranger told me I ought to meet you, and as usual, he was right. You and your people are willing to sacrifice your homes and your property to stop the progress of a horrible disease. And, incidentally, to save the rest of the city.
It is written that any sacrifice for the sake of humanity is a duty to oneself.
But all I can say is, I'm proud to be a part of the same America you've chosen to be your adopted home.
It is my humble privilege to call you friend.
And if the Lone Ranger's idea works, I'll rebuild every home that's destroyed.
Gratitude of my people shall be yours forever.
Almost 10 o'clock.
Oh, I hope it...
There he goes. That's the first one. It's all over. Come on, let's get down there. I'll bet it scared most of the people in town out of the center.
Don't get to be frightened and ill with this deadly disease.
It's what time she has. Look, there isn't a house standing for over 10 square blocks. We're going to have a lot of explaining to the city council if it isn't.
Your report on the plague will be the best explanation.
What are you? All that's left of our home.
You're going to build another, my child.
That's right. Just one wall. But listen. See, rats are no longer there. They're gone. They're dead.
And so is the threat of bubonic plague. Thanks to the Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.